So, either staying exactly where you are on the mat in Shavasana, or choosing a different position for the relaxation, finding the right space to offer a little bit of quietness and stillness into your body. If you're fortunate enough, your body being in a comfortable way, so would you be mindful? That means just paying attention deliberately to the places where you're obviously carrying a little bit of tension. And most of us do have a troubled area somewhere in the body, or just doing a quick scan. Maybe you're well versed in certain places that are carrying tension. I'm assuming that there is tension, and maybe there's not tension. But just being open to your body now. Close the eyes or have a soft gaze if you choose to open them. Turning your attention deliberately inward to your body, on the ground. Making sure that you're warm and you're comfortable. Not too warm. And feeling your body from the inside out, from the top of your head, all the way down to the toes, and tuning to that quality of tension, of held in or held up, and accepting it as being here as best as you can. Can you be present to where you feel good in your body as well? So really having a balanced view, equanimous view, looking inside yourself, feeling inside yourself, inquiring to what's there, and turning the searchlight of your attention to it, the comfortable and the uncomfortable sensations of life in your body, and perhaps outside your body. And sometimes you'll notice your attention gets hijacked by sounds outside, or your attention gets hijacked by something you need to deal with in life, some mental pattern or thing you need to focus your attention on. So accepting that your mind may well get hijacked at any moment, but if you can, remembering to take over and invite your attention once more to come into the body awareness of your body, the weight of your body, for example, earth. So you're lying down or sitting at least, and feeling connection of your body against the ground. And there's clothing on your body or blanket. And there's air touching your body. And there's sounds touching your ears. And the sound is very much a part of what's here. Let your breathing be a part of what's here. Do not try to change. Do not try to work things out now. No trying. Bring awareness to whatever arises from moment to moment. Do not try to work it out. If it's here, it's meant to be here. Your breathing is here. My voice is here. Sounds around are here. Body sensations are here. What feelings are here? What thoughts come along as well? I'm not asking you to banish anything. I'm not asking you to resist anything or judge anything. Judgment will be natural, of course. Can't stop it, but you can be aware of it. Bring the searchlight of your attention to be broad, to be open like the sky. Taking some moments to be. What can be quite wonderful for some of us is to let the lightness of awareness of breathing be friendly here to use your breathing as a sort of a home base to come back to when you want to re-establish a point or a place like your home that you come back to each day. And your breathing can be very much like that, a home base. Not as a place to quickly scurry back to, but sort of a resting place to feel safe inside yourself in the practice. So this practice will go for 10 minutes. So know that you have some space. You don't need to think about time, but time may be on your mind. And then be aware that you're thinking about time. Or if you find your attention in the mouth, just be aware that your attention will go to something. Can you be aware of where your attention goes to and just be aware that your awareness is there in each moment? And see if you can recognize any patterns of attention, remembering that you can always draw yourself back to your breathing if you want to. Be open like the sky, to let everything come and go. Including feelings of tension, including feeling those feelings that naturally bubble up when we have some quiet moments, to turn the spotlight of your attention onto meeting, bowing, doing a namaste to experience as it comes along, because it's just there in that moment, and actually to face what's there. To give it some time, to give it some space. Remembering if you want to give your mind something to go to, you can always feel your breathing. And then very lightly to yourself, if the words feel like they touch something inside you, they resonate with you, gently and with a bit of heartful presence, as if you're speaking to your best friend, speak the words to yourself. May I be well. May I be happy. And may I be peaceful. Just internally, in your own rhythm. May I be well. May I be happy. And may I be peaceful. Noticing what these words bring up for you. What if you could offer these to yourself sincerely, honestly? May I be well. May I be happy. And may I be peaceful. Turning the searchlight of compassion or kindness, friendliness to yourself. May I be well. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. Or simply coming back to the sky-like nature, being open to the different signals that come along. If saying those words to yourself doesn't feel like the right time or doesn't feel natural for you, resting back into broad spectrum attention of life, and you're a part of life. As it changes. And if the words feel right to you, again repeating to yourself, may I be well. May I I be happy? May I be peaceful? May I be well? May I be happy? May I be peaceful? May I be well? May I have the ability to look after myself, to look deeply into how I'm looking after myself and those around me. May I be well. Caretake. A good caretaker of your body. A good caretaker of your heart and your mind. May I be well. And may I be happy. Happiness often comes back to simplicity sometimes. And everyone deserves to be happy. Just like you deserve to be happy. And you know it's true. May I be happy. And may I be peaceful. May life not be a struggle. And may I not make it a struggle. May I be happy. May I be well. May I be happy. And may I be peaceful. Or simply feeling, moment to moment, the organic movements of life inside and outside, shining the spotlight of attention. So flipping the practice between broad spectrum attention to letting go into life, and then when it feels right, if it feels right, offering the words to yourself, may I be well, may I be happy, and may I be peaceful. And then once more, letting any words and simply letting your attention come back to your breathing if it's not there. Drinking in some deeper in-breaths when you're ready, knowing that this is always comes to an end and a new beginning after the end, and this becoming near the end of this particular relaxation or meditation. And you might feel like just lying there and extending it and continuing your own time. Not a problem. Excellent. Feeling how you're feeling. Bringing things back to the surface if you want to come back to the surface. Opening the eyes or taking a deeper breath, having a stretch or a yawn. And once more, I thank you for joining me in this practice. And namaste.